Just to put that into context, we are confirming this morning that a water conservation order, commonly referred to as a hosepipe ban, will be in place for the Milford Regional Public Water Supply in Donegal from midnight Tuesday the 6th for a six-week period. The order kind of applies then to customers supplied by the public water supply in Milford, Kerry, Keele, Remelton and that area, and not the rest of the county. It's just that particular scheme. The order has been issued in a bid to safeguard water supplies for essential purposes. We have advertised in national papers there in line with statutory requirements. And that's outlining the prohibiting the use of garden hoses and other non-essential uses of water. The implementation of the order follows a long period of dry weather combined with a large increase in demand as a result of water supplies at Loch Cottonkill, the area's water source, and they've come under severe stress since September 2024. And we have been monitoring rainfall levels and lake levels over the period, over the last year. And if you look at rainfall levels at the Malin Head weather station, we've seen, you know, a lack of rainfall. And over that 12-month period, only 1 month have we seen rainfall above the long-term average for the month. All other months, it has been below the average. So even if you take the period from September 2024 right up to March 2025, we should have had, you know, 724 millimetres of rainfall. We only got 487. So that's a 33% reduction in the amount of rainfall. And what we rely on is, you know, during winter periods, that rainfall replenishing and recharging lakes, rivers, or groundwater. But we're just not getting it. You know, we didn't get it throughout that year. So the lake has been, is at, you know, at a very, very low level. And we have been doing some, you know, kind of mitigation works over that period to try and reduce the impact on the lake, such as augmenting supply from other nearby sources and that to take the pressure off the lake. But we're still seeing a reduction in the lake level. And it is quite early in the year at the moment. So we're worried about that. And we're asking now for, I suppose, the community's help to, you know, redouble their effort in saving water, in conserving water. So that's where it's coming from. It's to do with, you know, the lack of rainfall over the whole of the year. You might have seen, you know, we do have storms, we do have heavy downpours, but they are not, you know, kind of good enough to, we need to recharge the lakes. We need prolonged periods of rainfall, and we haven't got it over that particular period.
Is it known how much leakages and burst mains have contributed to this problem?
Look, we have ongoing issues with leakage in throughout the country in all our sources. We are actively finding and fixing leaks on a regular basis, on a daily basis. We're trying to get on top of that as much as possible. It is an issue, but we are, you know, doubling our efforts in trying to reduce down the amount of leaks in the Milford area, in actually the surrounding areas, in the Letterkenny, the Cranford, the Inish Owens, all that area. You know, we're heavily involved in getting leaks fixed and found and fixed as quick as possible.
And then what advice is given to the public under this conservation order?
Yeah, it focuses in on domestic use, you know, and what we're saying is leave the hose pipe in the garage, you know, leave the power washer in the garage, you know, be careful with water. You know, we want people to work with us and conserve water. You know, even the whole water conservation area, you know, if there's any leaks they find in their own properties or out in the public road, if they're working and that, you know, let us know. 1800 278 278, that's the number to call. That's our call center. So, you know, if people can be vigilant, you know, that would be great. You know, so we're asking for effort from people to focus in on water conservation. You know, as regards the order itself, it primarily refers to hose pipes at homes. You know, providing drinking water for pets and stuff like that shouldn't be an issue. You know, it is quite early for a hose pipe ban, but we feel that focusing in on that and focusing in the use of water for, you know, by hose pipes and that we can, you know, reduce back the demand for water in that particular area, in the Milford area.